Well, threats of violence being made outside Victoria's Parliament House have extremism experts deeply concerned. They warn they could become reality if angry protesters, fuelled by conspiracy theories and suspicion of state authority, are not dealt with carefully. And in an echo of the January 6 insurrection in the United States, some of the protesters in Melbourne in recent days brought homemade gallows and nooses to the demonstrations. Isabel Rowe reports.
Outside the Victorian Parliament last night, 100 or so protesters cheer the arrival of large homemade wooden gallows on the back of a ute. Swinging from the rope is a cross with the word treason painted on it. Then one of the protesters holds up an inflatable depiction of Premier Daniel Andrews. Some camped there overnight, and today a woman addresses the crowd with a violent threat.
I look forward to the day I get to see you dance on the end of a rope, you evil little...
Protesters have occupied the Parliament steps since Monday morning, and thousands marched through Melbourne's CBD on Saturday. Many are worked up about a bill to change the state's pandemic laws, which shifts the power to declare a pandemic from the Chief Health Officer to the Premier. Amendments brought by crossbenchers have appeased some critics by reducing fines and strengthening human rights protections. But the protests are being organised and led by far-right conspiracy theorists who are seizing on that anger, according to intelligence analyst Elise Thomas.
Over the past few months, we have seen a really significant turning up of the heat in some of the rhetoric and the discourse, particularly on Telegram. There's been a real increase in sort of implicit and also explicit calls to violence.
Elise Thomas scours social media channels occupied by conspiracy theorists for the Institute for Strategic Dialogue.
There are really strong QAnon influencers. There are really strong far-right influencers. There are influences from a range of other conspiracy theories, like the sovereign citizen conspiracy theory or anti-New World Order conspiracy theories, 5G conspiracy theories. So it's a real sort of melting pot.
The January 6 insurrection at the United States Capitol was spurred by a mix of extremist groups online. Elise Thomas says a mass mobilisation like that is much less likely here, though not impossible.
I think probably the larger risk is some form of individual radical action, that there'll be someone who has bought into these conspiracy theories so deeply that they are willing to attempt some sort of a violent act.
Victoria Police say they're aware of the presence of gallows at Parliament House, but no individual has made an official complaint. Counter-terrorism expert Professor Greg Barton at Deakin University also warns the extremist group should be taken seriously.
I think the reason we should be concerned is looking at the experience of the Northern Hemisphere and seeing how things can get out of hand. I think January 6 and the Capitol attacks should be a sobering wake-up.
Outside Victorian Parliament, police officers are guarding entrances and watching on. Greg Barton says police forces are learning not to stoke tensions in these situations.
And there's a realisation that the way you're perceived to be acting, the way you're presented in social media is acting, is going to either make things harder for you or will help you and get your message across. Depriving them of that attention to the extent that's possible is wise.
Some politicians have been accused of doing the opposite. Federal Member for Hughes, the United Australia Party's Craig Kelly, attended the weekend's protest. He's stoked anti-vaccination rhetoric and endorsed who he calls peaceful protesters at the Victorian Parliament. One person at the weekend's rallies carried an apparatus with three noose ropes hanging above the crowd. Victorian Liberal MP Bernie Finn addressed that crowd but says he didn't see it.
Yeah, I saw the photos, but I saw that. I didn't see it on Saturday. I do not think that's a very good thing. I think it's an appalling thing, in fact. But as I say, I didn't see it on Saturday.
Analyst Elise Thomas says while peaceful protest is crucial, she warns against politicians trying to sympathise with extremists, given the outcome in the United States.
In 2019 and 2020, we saw politicians, particularly on the Republican side, flirt and dog whistle with these conspiracy movements. And then obviously we saw them just 10 months ago running through the US Capitol with these mobs literally calling for their heads. And you'd really hope that the politicians in Australia have learned the lesson from that. It really wasn't that long ago.
Intelligence analyst Elise Thomas from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue. Isabel Rowe with that report.